BP added more than $70 billion to the U.S. economy last year by making investments from coast to coast. Investments like building charging hubs for fleets of electric buses in California and starting up new infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investinginamerica.
So a chick got on a nude cruise with 2,300 strangers.
Yeah, this is a story I was reading this morning.
Sounds like at least 1,000 or 1,500.
How old are her husband?
Yeah, she's married. So they're both 47-year-old folks from somewhere in the UK, I believe. They took this cruise in the Caribbean. The company called Bare Necessities, a ship that accommodates 2,300 people. 11 decks. I said decks.
Yeah. That's a lot of vagina, only 11 decks.
Right? I don't even have to just go by past the headline here. I went on a news crude with 2,300 strangers. It cured my body image issues.
Right.
So she had body image issues, and she saw a bunch of other people who maybe didn't have perfect bodies. So she's better with
it now. About 2,000 of them.
You know? Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, the rest of those people were like, well, we feel way worse because she joined. And
they're from London.
Hot, you know, whatever.
They're from London, and this cruise was from Tampa to St. Martin, St. Kitts, Antigua, Turks and Caicos, Dominican Republic, and the Bahamas.
Okay. Tyler and I are trying to be better about using the term fatties, and I seem to struggle with it more.
I don't know, man. I use it a lot.
That one's not on the list.
Well, that's because you're still looking like a former safety. You know, this guy's out here body shaming from a fit perspective.
200. You know, when people confuse me for Eddie Jackson all the time, I understand.
They did not. Well, Todd didn't play in the league.
We can't all be blessed with your metabolism and Eddie's.
Yeah, and so on this ship, you can be nude anywhere around the ship, apart from when docking in certain ports. Like if they're pulling into port, they don't want
you got to be nude when you're docking into certain ports, though.
Damn right.
It's best to be nude.
Wieners out. Yeah.
I guess some local laws.
How about to dinner? Does everybody sit around on like plastic seats, like eating? You know,
you can go into any of the formal dining rooms nude. Now again, and LD has told us this.
Is the waiter nude?
Common etiquette, you carry a towel and you put it down wherever you
want
to sit.
Like, I didn't want you to bring ranch like that.
Do they play games?
I guarantee
like,
the people work there are not naked. That'd be a great trip, a cruise to work on. No, they're not
are
naked.
They doesn't say.
What if they're not making the cruise people naked, I bet. I mean, they're not
naked, but what's the uniform? Like a tattoo? Like, how do you?
Mm-hmm. First of all, being naked. Being naked and working on a ship is a safety concern. So I guarantee you, nobody is naked working there. All the people working around, moving stuff around, doing stuff, they're not naked.
Yeah, they just got on like two hair nets.
Yeah.
Not on the same spot.
Yeah. Three for the butt.
Yeah. I want the waiters to just have those little cufflinks.
Just like
the Chippendale cuffs, you know?
I'm guessing for sanitary purposes, the waiters and waitresses are also dressed.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
And it takes
again,
that job.
They got to have some sort of uniform.
Right.
Their website for this cruise says you don't have to be naked.
No, it's clothing
for
optional.
Times, yeah.
They provide
you with the opportunity to go bare. Do you think that if are you maybe pervy if you're on the naked
in a
cruise
trench coat?
You're clothed the whole time.
Like, if you're not naked at all, you're pervy.
Oh, I think you will get judged if you're
fully
the guy
trenched up
with clothes on.
Yeah. Right.
Checking everybody out.
And you don't have to be a couple either. You can show up solo.
Oh, you just join the club? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, granted, we've always heard from LD these naked places aren't about sex or just about walking around naked, but
I'm sure,
a boat might
honestly,
be about sex.
I bet the sexuality of it wears off.
Goes away, yeah.
Yeah, everybody sure. said
it's got to wear off.
We have our web guy goes to a naked place with his wife, and he said that does go away. You're just naked. You know?
Yeah.
How many boners are there?
That's
I don't think any.
Probably from the start. I bet it starts up, but
Nick
I bet they wane.
Fewer than you would like.
They wane.
The waning boners. I love that.
See, if you're not wearing clothes, you can't hide it.
Yeah, the lady they're talking to in this article, she says it's impossible to go to nudist events and feel lonely because everyone talks to everyone. They're talking to your eyes, not your boobs. It's just comfortable. In naturism, no one is objectifying you. No one is leering at you. That's because we're not there.
Yeah, but these people are people that started out like us, too, and they had to stop leering eventually. I guess if I'm on the boat of maybe 3 or 4 weeks, I've stopped leering.
No, they're not like us because I would never be inclined to do something like this. I think people who are inclined to do something like this probably think a little bit differently.
I would probably do it with strangers before I do it with anybody else.
If I knew
2,000 people that I would not recognize one person and vice versa, I could do that.
Oh, yeah, I'd be more comfortable there.
Right. If you went on a boat and you just ran into like everybody you knew, it'd be a little different.
What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday.
I would like to go on a vacation where I come back and my butt isn't as like white as my palms.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Most of me gets darker, but so all year long my butt stays white.
You would do it just to even out the tan.
It stays light. Yeah. I got winter skin below the waist all times.
What do you come around the corner of your aunts there?
I don't know a lot of my aunts.
Are we related?
We're not close.
Aunt Joni's
here. I have one aunt left and she's really old, but you know. Yeah. You walk around the corner and your sister's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this isn't a family trip.
No,
yeah, it's not a family vacay. No, I got to check in with everybody. Just make sure your sister is house sitting, and then you don't have any issues. You know,
that's true.
Hey, you gonna watch my house? No, I can't. I'm going on this nude cruise. All right. Yeah. Cancel the nude cruise. You know,
what if you threw a tester out and failed in a nude cruise?
Oh yeah, you got to be careful of those things.
Right? Yeah, nothing collects the shart.
But that makes the cleanup a little easier.
Yeah, you got that little towel with you.
Yeah,
you got that sitting down towel.
Oh, as you're sitting on it.
Yeah, but you're probably gonna let it be a white one.
Don't bring a white towel.
Yeah, there's no. Wasn't me. Like, yeah,
it'd be funny if like some of the well-heeled people on the they requested a dinner with the captain, and he shows up dressed, and everybody's sitting around an 8-person table. Everybody's just naked right there, you know?
Just wearing captain's hats.
Yeah. You know what would actually be a really weird feeling? And I guess we've had this feeling probably in our homes.
The cool breeze on your balls for 6 full days?
Ocean breeze, my friend.
Yeah. That'd be nice, actually.
Saltwater breeze, okay?
Cool
breeze. No. It would be going back to your cabin, dropping a deuce, and then getting up, no pants.
Right.
No pants afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
Yeah. Just like, and I'm done. You know?
I know, that's true.
How many times do you think you would instinctually reach for the pants before
Every
you
time.
Would stop?
I'd be pulling up. I think I was doing like a little Popeye dance. You know?
I've been in the shower where I thought something's going to happen. I'm not going to do it in the shower. So I've gotten out of the shower and sat in the toilet before in my life. And you're right. Pooping naked is a weird feeling. It's like, well, I'm just pooping naked.
I think I would be, if I were on that cruise, I think I'd be cleaner than I've ever been. Like, I think every time, you know, I'd have to feel manicured.
It would be very easy to pack for this trip.
Here's Mr. Grayball.
Just carry on for sure.
You show up at the airport, you have a toothbrush, and that's it.
I'm
going cruising.
The clothing optional thing might kick in for a lot of people at the dining room, like you were talking. I bet there's a lot of people who are into this, but maybe when they're going to eat, they're like, okay, that's
how about
the
this?
One place.
Yeah,
French,
how about this?
French dressing all over your nipples.
We've all seen this.
Go on.
Hot gravy.
You had me there. Yeah. You had me there.
Well, some hot gravy on your chest.
We had we talked about this during homemade porn. The guy just wears the t-shirt and no pants. How many guys walk around the cruise ship with a t-shirt and no pants?
With the Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Or dinner and no, just shirt, no pants at dinner.
The gut, go to but dinner letting full the dong Donald hang Duck. Out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. It's a Donald Duck t-shirt.
I would wear a Donald Duck t-shirt for sure sometimes, you know. I got burnt, so I'm just, you know, let my wiener hang
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah. You have to lots of sunscreen.
I have to imagine these people need sunscreen. You would have the ocean?
Slather it all over you.
The ocean sun?
Yeah, the ocean sun bouncing off the water like that all
lot.
Around the ship, right?
That's
maybe they
lot.
Maybe
yeah.
they just have like sunscreen.
There's some burnt nuts.
You know what?
Boat.
My feet burn. I don't want to burn my feet on the hot deck. You have to have slides. Do you still count as nude if you have slides or like sandals?
Oh, you'd
on?
Have to. Have,
I think
yeah,
if
you'd
your
have
genitals
to.
Are exposed, it's pretty nude.
Swim shoes. Yeah,
I think you can
right.
have
yeah,
shoes sure. on.
Maybe okay. they just turn a fire hose on and it's full of sunscreen.
yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Like,
and you shower.
Like those.
I'd like to see that video of everybody just being sprayed down with sunscreen from off camera.
Those Mr. tents, you know, except you got, you know, spray sunscreen because you walk through the tunnel and it just hits everywhere.
That's great for your eyes.
Okay, close your eyes. Yeah.
But wouldn't you listen? That's we all I'm tired of hearing this wouldn't be sexual. I think it wouldn't be after a while. But wouldn't you originally, once you got in that boat, remember where the girls that you wanted to look at the whole time and just kind of drift over by them?
Yeah.
Just to see great looking bodies naked the whole time as opposed to, you know. Old gut guy over here.
If
you
there
know.
Are any,
until they
well, 2,800 people naked on this boat. There's going to be some hot people on the boat.
No
and
way.
You would know where they're hanging out.
Not at all.
No.
You no. Think none
way.
Of them are hot.
No. I'm taking okay. this woman's approach. I'm not going near anyone hot. I'm only going.
No chicks.
Near...
I'm talking about women. Yeah. I'm talking about women.
No. Well, I don't want to be around anyone hot. I want to be around. I want to be around gut guy and gutter guy.
Yeah, like maybe. I see what you mean.
Because then I'll just stand there and wait for the people come to me. You know?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.